So at the feast where they're proclaiming, draw water from the wells of Yeshua, Yeshua himself cries out, if anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. The promise is just as good today, my friend. Come to him and drink, for in joy you shall draw water from the wells of Yeshua.
That was just a taste of the Book of Mysteries, now available online and wherever books are sold, and at mysteriesbook.com. That's mysteriesbook.com.
Two new members of the Trump cabinet. Here's Chris Barnes.
The yeas are 68, nays are 31.
That was the vote yesterday as the U.S. Senate confirmed Ryan Zinke to be U.S. Secretary of the Interior. Before the vote, Senate Republican Steve Daines said of the former congressman and Navy SEAL,
he will finally restore balance to the use and management of federal land.
Then today, the U.S. Senate voted to confirm Dr. Ben Carson to be the new Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. That vote tally, 58 for him, 41 against. I'm Chris Barnes.
Security breaches costing Yahoo CEO Marissa Mayer a bonus in stock awards worth a combined $14 million, and the company's chief attorney losing his job. An independent probe has determined that Yahoo executives did not properly comprehend or investigate the 2014 hack. The hack left millions all over the world vulnerable to identity theft. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The letter showed up in my mailbox with no tracks in the snow, and it might have been signed by God.
You're not thinking about Gordon, are you?
Tonight,
Mackenzie Phillips.
Do I know you?
Believe in miracles.
Why did you bring me here?
The pain inside is devouring you.
We'd like to heal it if you'd let us.
That's why you're here, Mackenzie. This is your flying lesson.
The Shack, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. Soundtrack featuring the new single, When I Pray For You, from Dan and Shay, in theaters tonight.
President Trump is calling for more action to be taken nationwide on building infrastructure, but in one southern state, state legislature actually working against it. Here's Randy Bell.
Efforts to pump more money into Mississippi highways have reached a dead end at the state capitol, but the Mississippi Economic Council is encouraging the legislature to back up and try again.
We cannot let this move to the back burner. We've got to keep the heat on.
MEC Scott Waller says even if lawmakers can't come up with all the money that's needed to fix our roads and bridges, it should continue looking at all the options and at least make a start in the right direction. What had been seen as the best source of highway funds this year, tax on internet sales, is now dead. Randy Bell in Jackson.
Police in New York have busted a crime ring where they were stealing mail and checks out of that mail. Here's the story from Scott Pringle.
Detectives allegedly found more than $100,000 in stolen checks on five of the suspects. Three more are at large. This group accused of stealing mail from the blue mailboxes all over the West Bronx dating back to late 2015. This bank employee says she's not surprised.
Seeing how a lot of customers lose their money, like reporting a lot of checks stolen and missing, it's happening like very frequently.
Officials are installing newer mailboxes intended to prevent the theft. Scott Pringle, New York.
The two accountants put in charge of envelopes at the Oscars no longer allowed to work the awards show, but PricewaterhouseCoopers says accountants Brian Cullman and Martha Ruiz will get to keep their jobs. USA Radio News.
Did you know that one in five people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Well, good afternoon. It's Thursday afternoon, March 2nd. You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon from 3 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So I have a question for you. Where do business people get the most up-to-date information and ideas they can use to meet their everyday challenges? Where can they learn trustworthy, real-world, doable strategies and action plans you just won't find anywhere else? Well, you know what? It's right here at Hunterdon Chamber Internet Radio from 3 to 4 o'clock in, every Thursday afternoon. And if you listen in each week, you're going to discover information that you probably won't hear anyplace else. And it will be information that you could put to good use. And that's true of whether or not you're a business owner or you are have a job working in a company that you really love. So please listen whenever you have an opportunity. In fact, you can go to the archives on the Hunterdon Chamber Internet Radio website and download all of the programs for Teachable Moments, as well as the programs from the other hosts on this radio station. So as I said, I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. I own Califon Connection, LLC, and we have three businesses. And the one business that I'm here representing is Russmore Mentoring Group. And in that capacity, I've had an opportunity to work with literally probably hundreds or thousands of business owners because I do counseling and I also teach quite a few courses on business topics at Raritan Valley Community College. And what I see is that business is changing at a very rapid pace today. It's hard to keep up. And you have to consider yourself to be a lifelong learner and to take advantage of opportunities that are out there. And there are a lot. So you have not only the classes that are held at the SBDC, a Small Business Development Center at Raritan Valley Community College, but the chamber itself puts on wonderful programs throughout the year, and where you have an opportunity to hear speakers on many different business topics. In addition to the chamber, there are many networking groups out there. So I really encourage our listeners to keep up to date with all the different strategies and tactics that are out in business today, because if you don't keep up, you're going to get left in the dust, I'm afraid to say that. So before we go into our program today, and by the way, I'm going to be talking about the millennials, because there are business owners who are extremely concerned about the millennials who are coming into the marketplace. And really the best way to work with these folks to make sure that they're happy campers and that the business is going to be thriving and reaching the goals of the owner. But let's take a look at the weather report before I continue. Today, the afternoon, the weather is actually kind of nice right now. This afternoon, it's sunny with a high near 46 degrees and a little bit windy. It was windy when I came into the studio. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of about 27 degrees. Now, tomorrow on Friday, there's a chance of rain and snow showers before 1 p.m. Oh, gosh, we haven't had snow for a long time. Then there's a chance of rain showers between 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. in the afternoon. This is all on Friday. And be prepared with a warm coat, perhaps an umbrella, and there is a chance of precipitation at about 30%. On Friday evening, tomorrow evening, there's a chance of snow showers again before 7 p.m., and it will be partly cloudy with a low of about 17 degrees, so the temperature is going to go down. But then Saturday, there's a relief. It will be mostly sunny with a high near 33 degrees, and a wind is projected to be between 10 and 16 miles per hour. So when we come back for the next weather report, we'll give an extended report that'll take us through Monday and Monday evening.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
You're listening to Vicki Lynn Morgan. This is Teachable Moments in Business. And I mentioned to you that we are going to be talking about millennials in the marketplace. What got me, I've been really interested in this topic for a while, and I think we all have to be concerned, and I'll be reading some information for you and sharing some information with you that I think you'll come to find out that it is a concern in working with the younger generations so that everybody's productive and that the companies are achieving their goals. Last evening, I gave I taught a course at Raritan College on trade show and event marketing. And so in doing my, I always do research before I teach a class because business is changing, as I said before, at a very rapid pace. So I looked onto a website called exhibitoronline.com, and Exhibitor Magazine and the organization is a company that studies the exhibit industry, and they always have examples and statistics on the state of trade shows and events throughout the United States. So there was an article about millennials that I found on their website, and I'm going to share with you information from that article. Now, the findings that are mentioned in this article come from a lot of research reports that are pretty comprehensive. So there's a company called FutureCast. There's Barclay Holding Company. There's the Boston Consulting Group. There's the Pew Research Center. There is the Annenberg Center for the Digital Future. Oh, gosh, there are so many organizations whose information has been quoted in the article. So I'm going to share with you, again, information. You might want to get a pencil handy. Now, I am going to share with you quite a few statistics, so don't get confused. And in the event you need to see a copy of this document that I'm sharing with you, I'd be more than happy to send it to you. My email address is teachablemomentsinbusiness@gmail.com. That's teachablemomentsinbusiness@gmail.com. So if you'd like to see a copy of this article, I can send you either the link for the website, or I downloaded the article and I'd be happy to send it to you. So what we're finding today is that millennials are the holy grail for marketers because they spend $200 billion annually. But few people really understand this baffling generation, and fewer still know how to approach it. The truth is there are almost as many myths about millennials, which are also generation-wise, as there are about Greek gods. In reality, this misunderstood generation is tech-savvy, they're money-shrewd, and socially conscious. And its members are reshaping how we work, play, buy, and even think, usually for the better. So to discount or discontinue them or disconstrue them based on often vapid stereotypes is to blithely ignore a demographic tsunami. Millennials currently represent the largest generation in history. And with generation wise, numerical size comes with a lot of financial clout. Millennials make up nearly one quarter of U.S. adults, raking in more than $500,000 annually. And despite the financial wallop they pack, this generation can be as baffling a mystery as ancient statues on Easter Island. So why should you care? Well, because chances are millennials are heavily represented among your current customers and prospects, and they may soon comprise the majority of your clients as well as your office and your business staff. So the more that you know about them, the better you can attract them and work with them and create a really productive and worthwhile and cost-effective business environment. So there are about 13 insights that I'm sharing with you, and pay close attention to this. It's really, really interesting. So first of all, often billed as the most values-driven generation in history, millennials gravitate to the brands that concentrate on showing how they give back to society. So, for example, if you were writing a business plan, you would want to include in that business plan a section that indicates that you will be socially responsible within your community. That would be perhaps supporting a nonprofit organization or perhaps volunteering. There are any number of things one can do to be socially responsible in the community. So 84% of millennials will weigh a brand's perceived values before making a purchase. On top of that, millennials are more likely than members of other generations to buy products from brands that supports causes they care about by a margin of 52 to 45%. To develop brand loyalty with millennials, then, you have to try promoting any philanthropic efforts your company makes directly alongside your product information. So give this a consideration. Now, that philanthropic endeavor could be donating your time to, we'll say, Habitat for Humanity, and then getting a press release out of it, so the word is getting out. It could be having a place at your business where you collect turkeys for Thanksgiving, or perhaps it's a women's-based business, and they're going to collect clothing for women who are going back into the workforce. So it doesn't necessarily mean giving money to an organization, but it certainly does mean collaborating with that organization and making sure that they let their audience and their stakeholders know that you are supporting their endeavor. So think about all the different possibilities as you look forward into this year, and maybe there's some favorite charities that you especially want to highlight. In fact, some years ago I met had a discussion with someone who was referencing an individual that they found on the internet, and they became so impressed by the individual, not only because of their skills and what they had to offer their customers, but because they were promoting by having a website, they were promoting a charity that they were supporting. So that really, people look kindly on that. Now, when it comes to social status, according to research, 34% of millennials perceive a brand more positively if it uses social media, and that is more than twice the amount, 16% of older cohorts who feel similarly. So to reach Generation Y with your brand's key messages, be sure to establish a robust presence on the social networks that most influence them. So we're talking here about Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram. I would also put YouTube in there, and I would consider that to be part of that social media category. But while 34% of millennials are impressed if brands use social media, a markedly greater number, or 62%, state that if a brand interacts with them via social media, they are much more likely to become loyal customers. So this is where you have, by having a Facebook, or it could be LinkedIn, if you're responding to people who are viewing your material online, that creates a relationship. So make an effort to engage millennial customers on social networks, and it will reap profits. There's no question about that. Now, another interesting point is that when millennials are considering a product that they would purchase, more than 60% of them prefer watching a video about it over reading text. So do you have a video on your website? Do you have a link to a video from an email or from a blog? These are things you want to think about. In fact, you may want to consider having a series of videos that and create a video channel on YouTube so that people can continue to watch what you have to offer. So, in fact, Generation Y is so partial to video that when comparison shopping, they're an astounding 150% more likely than baby boomers to watch online videos about a product while in a store, and 146% more likely than boomers to view a video on a company's website while they're shopping online. So if you have a retail business, or if you're a vendor to a retailer, are you providing videos for the stores? Because the millennials are going to watch them. Now, when it comes to events and events, marketers may be able to address this tendency by posting demo videos or recorded customer testimonials on their website, or by sending links to those videos via email as a post-show touch point. So all of the marketing things that we're talking about apply to everyday marketing as well as trade and business events as well. It's fascinating. And as I said, the times are changing. Last night when I gave my class, I showed examples of trade show booths that have monitors in them, and they're huge. And people can stand there and watch information about the product that's being presented in the booth. So there is a huge payoff. Roughly 6 out of every 10 millennials are more likely to comment on and share information about or like a brand they encounter on social media if it has videos. Plus, millennials are 264% more likely to share videos about a brand while shopping online than baby boomers. So, and they're the people, the millennials are the ones that have the money. So we do have to really, really pay attention here. We're going to break to our sponsors, and I will be back.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
I'm your ice cream man, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambee's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambee's Purely Delicious ice cream, gelato, and sorbet made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate pecans and caramel. Located on Route 31 south of Clinton. Pambee's Purely Delicious.
See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
So welcome to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan. We've been talking about the millennials in the workplace, and there's so much information out there that you really have to pay attention to. So social media is not only where millennials congregate with family and friends, but it's also where they follow companies and brands. The key for companies is to use the site to spur brands, brand following, and to convert followers into buyers. A study found that Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Pinterest generated the most brand followers. When it came to buying, millennials were more likely to make a purchase via Pinterest, Facebook, or Twitter, respectively. So Pinterest had an effect of 47%, Facebook 38%, and Twitter 33%, respectively. So thus, marketers may benefit from focusing their online presence and targeting these particular sites. Furthermore, when asked what prompted them to like, follow, or pin a company or brand on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, or Instagram, millennials most often cited at least one of four reasons. They were receiving regular updates from the brands, they were getting a coupon or a discount, they were supporting the brand, so that made them feel good about it, and they were researching the brand. So having that presence is all-encompassing presence is so important. Exhibitors could exploit this by furnishing a regular flow of news to these sites and offering discounts and supply in-depth information. Now, for the most part, millennials love blogs. Less than 3% of millennials believe they're influenced by old-style conduits for product information and recommendations, such as TV and newspapers. But then searching out product information, one-third of the Generation Y often turns to blogs before completing a purchase. And millennials just don't surf over to any of the world's estimated 150 million or so blogs randomly. Instead, they look for those possessing authenticity, a quality partly conveyed by an accessible and human presence, rather than a generic corporate facade and blatant paid endorsements. As such, exhibitors should make themselves aware of influential bloggers in their sectors and use trade shows and events to court them and foster relationships. Now, I work in the pet industry, and there is an organization called Blog Paws, and they have hundreds of members who are bloggers. And some of them blog on information on pet products, on animals. Some of them get paid. Some of them are compensated with products and services. And some of them are actually in-house bloggers who are on the payrolls. So you might consider figuring out if your company or either your industry has bloggers that have audiences that are the kinds of customers and target audiences that you want to reach out to. So those are some other thoughts on blogs. Now, image is everything. So when marketing to members of the Generation Y, exhibitors and also business owners must employ imagery that will resonate with its unique sensibilities. So a research paper has suggested that an effective visuals can also include depictions of many cultural tribes that millennials populate, such as classmates, coworkers, multi-generational families, and even strangers banding together for a common purpose. In particular, visuals should reflect millennials' varied world. After all, they've grown up in a totally different environment than baby boomers, much more diversified and racially diversified community. So we have to pay attention to that in order to keep their attention. The love of live events is also a defining characteristic of millennials. A significant finding is that almost 8 in 10 say some of their most cherished memories stem from a live event they've experienced. Analysts of millennial music fans reveal that an overwhelming 93% preferred brands that sponsor live events, with 80% saying that the most effective way to connect with them is through a branded live music experience. Exhibitors at trade events and business owners who capitalize on these discoveries by offering appearances of live events will find that it's a profitable opportunity and something that will leave a lasting impression on them. So there may be events that are going on in your town. It could be street fairs. It could be special events. If you can sponsor a live event, this will definitely attract and impress the millennial people. And remember, they're the ones that have the buying power. So we can't overlook that. One of the millennials' universal attributes is the eagerness with which they embrace technology. And I think we all are aware of that. In fact, according to data, 250% are more likely to be one of the very first to adopt technology compared to more senior generations. Marketers can take advantage of this large disparity by bringing cutting-edge technology into their environment. And these are ways that they can engage millennials to keep their attention. And the media outlets that would be typically used would be Periscope, Snapchat, Yik Yak, I'm not familiar with that one, and Slack, just to promote their products and services. So now I'm throwing out a few more companies online that you need to give some thought to if you're going to attract and keep that audience coming back. So before we continue, I want to we need to take a look at the listen to the news and an extended weather forecast, and I will be back.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
We've been presented with no evidence that an American was colluding with the Russians to meddle in the election.
House Speaker Paul Ryan slamming Democrats today for creating a false narrative about the testimony of Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Ryan pointing out that Sessions was asked during his confirmation whether he worked on behalf of the Trump campaign in talking to Russians. Sessions truthfully answered no. Now Democrats want to say that Sessions was lying because he met with a Russian ambassador while working as a senator. Texas Senator Ted Cruz says that happens all the time.
Typically, they call the office and want to talk with me. And, you know, if the Russian ambassador had called and asked for a meeting, I imagine I probably would have taken the meeting. And that's part of the job.
President Trump is calling for a 10% jump in defense spending. He'll be speaking today about it on the Navy's newest aircraft carrier in Newport News, Virginia, the USS Gerald R. Ford. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. If you own a home, there's a good chance its value has gone up. In fact, year over year, housing values nationwide have risen by more than 6%, one of the largest increases this decade. Quicken Loans has smart ways to help you take advantage of your home's rising equity. You could take cash out to consolidate debt, or you could refinance to eliminate private mortgage insurance. No matter what's happening with the housing market, it's always a smart move to call us at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Experience the confidence that comes from working with a mortgage partner that has your best interest in mind. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN today or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Atlanta, the most acclaimed comedy.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. This is Vicki Lynn Morgan. You're speaking. And let's take a look at the extended weather forecast. As I had mentioned to you earlier, the today's a nice day and it's sunny with a high near 46. But if we fast forward to Friday, it looks like we're going to get some snow. There's a chance of precipitation and by about 30%. But then on Saturday, it will be mostly sunny with a high near 33. And Saturday night, mostly clear with a low of about, but it's going to be cold, a low around 15 degrees. Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 42. Sunday night, cloudy down to 29. Monday, we're looking at I think next week is going to be nice. The weather on Monday will be partly sunny with a high near 53 degrees. Monday night, there may be some showers, and then some more rain possibly on Tuesday. So we have still this roller coaster weather, but it looks like other than snow that's projected for tomorrow, Friday, we really haven't had very bad weather this winter. It's been rather mild, actually. So we've been talking about the millennials in the marketplace and the fact that they have tremendous buying power, but we do have to work with them. And before I finish this topic, I will be giving you the names of a couple people to watch on YouTube who really get into factors pertaining to millennials and how to work with them. One of the interesting things is that millennials were the first generation to really use selfies, and 55% of them have posted selfies online compared to only 9% of baby boomers. In fact, it's projected the millennials will snap a projected 25,700 selfies over the course of their lifetimes. That's if selfies are still in vogue as they age. But that indicates that photo booths and other in-booth photo ops are likely to resonate with this generation. So we do hear occasionally people have parties and they rent those booths. And if you do trade shows and trade events, you might bring in a booth for the show to attract people to your booth. Also, even offering a colorful backdrops and for people to take pictures might be helpful. Some people use blue screens or green screens, but in a retail environment, people might be interested in taking selfies. In fact, I was just listening to a program that aired yesterday about what was going on in Clinton, and people were taking pictures with props in some of the stores. So Fat Thursday, I guess it is. But at any rate, people do take pictures. In fact, if you have a trade show event, or even you have a retail store, people come into your space, take a picture, a selfie with your customer in your place of business, and then post it on Facebook. And that is a way to get them in the pictures, get your business in the pictures, and to be to get noticed. So these are post these pictures. Goodness. Now, when it comes to gifts and handouts, today a lot of the millennials are not overly crazy about promotional giveaways. What they like are general purpose cards like gift cards, or it could be gift cards for a Starbucks or for a McDonald's, whatever. It could be MasterCard or Visa gift cards. But if you're going to give something away, that's what they would prefer. They really favor, also they like bottles that can be refilled with water. So if you give them something as a gift from your business, to remind them about the business, give them something that they're going to keep. So maybe talk to some of the millennials that work for you, or your customers who are millennials. Ask what they keep, and that's what you might decide to give away as a gift. Another area that I think is interesting, there's a concept called user-generated content or user-generated media. And what this means is that businesses will ask their customers and their audiences to give them testimonials or give them a venue where they can rate a company and also give some information and some details about their opinions. And millennials will listen to that type of information more so than even the boomers will. So according to a survey, 51% of millennials trust user-generated content over the official information located on a company website, more than three times the 16% of boomers who do. So your company may have wonderful information that's educational and teaches people how to use the products and services that you offer. However, if somebody is given an opportunity to critique the company or to offer, a testimonial or a case study, that's what the millennials are going to be reading. So whenever possible, steer Generation Y customers to such sites that might review or mention your brand. And featuring authentic user reviews is very, very helpful, because millennials do not trust traditional marketing. So don't go knocking yourself out to run ads and to have a lot of written material. Use content, user-generated content from people that you know. Very important. The millennial group likes to buy products made in the United States. So if you sell products in your business, or you distribute them, or you manufacture them, make sure the Made in USA signage is very pronounced, because they will prefer that. And I, as I have told you, I work in the pet industry, and pet parents today are much more interested in buying American products because they're very concerned about safety. So I think pet parents, as well as the Generation Y, the millennials, are interested in supporting United States and the economy by buying those products. And they will look for information delivered through your marketing materials, especially text messages, emails, tweets, blogs, and so forth, and signage. So Made in USA is really, really important for all of these folks. Now I have another list for you about millennials, and these are some more statistics. Millennials are won over by a brand, they become fiercely loyal. 60% say that they always or often are faithful to brands that they regularly purchase. That wasn't true for some of the generations before them, but it is true of the millennials. So if you can get them hooked and get them to talk up your product or service through really a word of mouth influence, that will help business tremendously. More than 40% of millennials research at least four different sources before they make a purchase. So what that means is that you have to have multiple exposures through technology and on the internet so that you can be found, because they will do the research. People don't necessarily talk to their friends and neighbors anymore. They're going to go online and do the research in order to make decisions. The main sources for acquiring information would be Facebook. So this is extremely important, and it easily outpaces word of mouth and search engines at about 78% compared to these other. So Facebook is more important than word of mouth and search engines. You still need it. You still need an integrated marketing, what I call a full circle exposure, very important. To identify the brands they want to follow, the young generations look for a variety of traits, including trustworthiness, creativeness, intelligence, and authenticity. So I guess you can't pull the wool over their eyes. If a brand lacks a mobile advertising presence, 39% of millennials perceive them as obsolete. So when we say mobile advertising, this could be advertising that shows up on your on the smartphones or other portable devices. Of course, mobile advertising can also be a sign on a truck, so it can go both ways. But they want to see that the companies that they may patronize are very out there all the time. Because in reality, if you're not out there, you're out of sight, you're out of mind. So as a business, you really do have to you have to have a marketing mindset. It's really a state of mind, so that you are reminded that you constantly have to have information about your company readily available. Marketers who want to reach the Generation Y may have to work harder to access them, because this is interesting. 70% of millennials use ad blockers, and 9 out of 10 skip over commercials when watching pre-recorded TV shows. So they're tough. They're a tough audience to get to, and we need to keep this in mind. 55% of Generation Y said that an endorsement from a friend is one of the most powerful influences in getting them to try a new brand. So personal endorsements from somebody they trust. About 39% of millennials post product reviews online after making purchases, and they do so more than baby boomers will. So, but they're going to be honest. Now, I do believe, based on what I've read, if there's a negative post on a website about a product or service, people sometimes will take it with a grain of salt. They will accept a negative post so long as there's positive. And of course, the company who's getting the bad post really has to work at addressing those issues so that they don't get any more of them. And then finally, women are 1.5 times more likely than men to discover a new product through social media. So that means that you need to spend resources and allocate resources in social media efforts rather than traditional means of marketing in order to find to reach those the women that you want to reach. So we're going to go back to a couple of our sponsors for today, and I will come back and we'll chat a little bit longer.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
I'm your ice cream man, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambie's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambie's Purely Delicious ice cream, gelato, and sorbet made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate pecans and caramel. Located on Route 31 south of Clinton. Pambie's. Purely delicious.
See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
You're listening to Vicki Lynn Morgan, Teachable Moments in Business, and we have just discussed, and I've shared with you, information about millennials. You do need to know how to work with these people. So if you have time, go on YouTube. There are two presenters who talk about millennials and their characteristics that I find they're fascinating. So one of them is Simon Sinek, and he's becoming quite popular. He's a speaker. He's a national speaker, and he talks on all different business topics, including millennials in the workplace. The other gentleman who himself is a millennial is Jason Dorsey, and his YouTube videos are hysterical. They're so funny. But you just can't appreciate what the millennials are like until you listen to what he has to say. One of the things I learned from him was that in the past, when you were dealing with an employee, you would say, if you do this, that, and the other thing, in other words, in the job, you will achieve certain goals, and this is what you will get. And the way Jason Dorsey talks about millennials, he said you have to tell them the end result and then work backwards in terms of how to get to that result. So that was one of them. Please, if you have a chance, listen to Simon Sinek, it's Sinek, and Jason Dorsey. and they're both on YouTube, and they are speaking. They're national speakers, and they're very well received, actually. Now, one of the issues that people are facing today is that the owners of some businesses get to the point where they are considering selling the business or retiring. And when they get to that traditional retirement age, many of them have not adequately trained the next generation of leaders who will succeed them and to take their companies into the future. So often small business owners don't pay attention to the leadership development, especially development of members of the millennial generation. And this can be an issue. So when planning succession, owners typically focus on areas like structuring the new ownership and reducing transfer taxes and so forth, but they sometimes neglect what often turns out to be the most important factor in the transition, and that is developing the next leadership, the next generation leadership. So this process can be especially challenging in family-owned businesses where family roles and hierarchy may heavily influence leadership development. Sometimes these factors weigh more heavily than family members' skills and abilities in determining who the future leaders will be and how they're developed. Many small business owners don't realize that leadership development is lacking in their firm, and this obviously they spend so much time on tactical issues that they're not thinking about the years ahead. So this is I think a consideration. So if you've been in business for a while, you think you're getting worn out, or maybe it's time to think about the people who are going to be taking over before you actually leave the business, so that you have a pipeline that's ready to take over. So because it's hard enough for small business owners to let go when they need to, but not having the next generation to lead can make the business and the situation pretty difficult, and much more difficult. So it's never too early to start preparing the next generation of your company's leadership. The first step is to identify good candidates for leadership so you can begin the process of training them. Owners who are the most successful at leadership development assess the situation early on and don't leave it to chance. Once you've identified your future leaders, give them stretch projects to work on that will grow their leadership capabilities. Many future leaders are millennials, whose generation is generally defined as those people who were born between 1982 and 2004. So I've been talking about the millennials, but I really didn't give you the years of their birth years. So, but you can have people born within a generation who have characteristics as much of a 7-year overlap from the generation before them. Or eventually the generation that comes after the millennials. So small business owners should consider some of the general characteristics of this generation when training them for the future leadership. Millennials thrive on feedback, so you have to provide plenty of constructive feedback to let them know how they're doing and help them hone their leadership skills. Also give them challenging work and real responsibility and decision-making authority. You just can't be afraid to let them fail. Allow your future leaders to make complex decisions that entail some risk and have consequences, including failure. Also, get them involved in your industry. So have them attend trade events, conferences. They should be out there meeting the customers and the vendors so that they're comfortable as they take over the business. So leadership development often becomes a matter of prioritizing for small business owners. So simply put, they have to make the time to do this. It requires real engagement on the part of owners and future leaders, both of whom have to make a commitment to the process. And millennials in particular want to know the bigger picture purpose of the business beyond just earning a profit. So be prepared to share this with them. And you know what? There are no shortcuts to leadership developments. Developing the next generation of business leadership is the best way to ensure the business legacy in the future. So I hope that some of this information has been helpful for you. As you look around, you may have millennial children, and they have millennial friends, and you may be looking to hire millennials into your workforce. Or if you are a millennial, I would suggest you explain to the people that employ you as to how, you know, what's important to you, so that it becomes a really good relationship. I don't think you can take things for, you can't assume that the baby boomers hiring you are going to understand the best way to work with you. So there has to be a collaboration in that working process. So we're about finished here for today. I just wanted to thank you for listening to the program, and I hope you'll come back next week and also listen to the programs that we've had in the past. I've had some really, really wonderful speakers come here to speak with us, and one of these days I'm going to give you a long list of all the people who have been here. But I hope that you'll check out Teachable Moments in Business on the archive. And I have a couple of quotes here for you. I can't remember who made the first statement, but it's, all the world's a stage and most of us are desperately unrehearsed. This is where we all have to be lifelong learners. We have to practice. And Dr. Seuss has a quote that is kind of neat. Why fit in when you were born to stand out? So what is your differentiation? What is your only? What do you do that you're the only person that does something? And if you can figure that out, you own it. So that's the end of our program for today. Thank you for listening. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host of Teachable Moments in Business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
We've been presented with no evidence that an American was colluding with the Russians to meddle in the election.
House Speaker Paul Ryan slamming Democrats today for creating a false narrative about the testimony of Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Ryan pointing out that Sessions was asked during his confirmation whether he worked on behalf of the Trump campaign in talking to Russians. Sessions truthfully answered no. Now Democrats want to say that Sessions was lying because he met with a Russian ambassador while working as a senator. Texas Senator Ted Cruz says that happens all the time.
Typically, they call the office and want to talk with me. And, you know, if the Russian ambassador had called and asked for a meeting, I imagine I probably would have taken the meeting. And that's part of the job.
President Trump is calling for a 10% jump in defense spending. He'll be speaking today about it on the Navy's newest aircraft carrier in Newport News, Virginia, the USS Gerald R. Ford. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey there, it's Angie. All right, great hair makes a huge difference in the way I feel about myself. I don't know about you, but you know, when I used to look in the mirror, I was really not happy at all with my hair. It was flat, it was damaged, I was cutting it shorter, I didn't like it at all. Now I love my hair. It's long, it's blonde. I just went to a family reunion and my family, they commented about my hair because it's obviously looking healthier. It just plain looks better. If you'd like to try Ovation, that's my secret, cell therapy by Ovation. And if you're a new customer, you can take advantage of a new customer discount. Go to ovationhair.com, ovationhair.com. Click on Angie Austin, Daybreak USA. And you know, I have to tell you, I have never been so happy to endorse a product because this works for me. And my favorite product is, again, the flagship cell therapy treatment by Ovation. If you can only try one product, try that one because it works for me and I know it'll work for you. OvationHair.com. Click on Angie Austin Daybreak USA for that introductory discount. OvationHair.com.
Maryland declaring a state of emergency over a health issue. Chris Barnes has more.
It's touching every single community.
Maryland Governor Larry Hogan taking the unprecedented action to address his state's heroin and opioid epidemic, which he says has killed over 2,600 Marylanders in just the past 2 years.
You know, I had a family member myself who died of a heroin overdose.
The move will allow state and local officials to spend the increased funding on prevention, treatment, and enforcement efforts. Maryland Democrats say Hogan, who's been in office for 2 years, should have taken the action sooner. I'm Chris Barnes.
Former Vice President Joe Biden's family members telling a New York tabloid the widow of Beau Biden in a relationship